Okay, it'll be a dramatic day on the border today as people rush to get back in to Queensland. Queensland is coming home. People from New South Wales want to get in before it's a hot spot. So let's go to the man who's got it all ahead of him over the next couple of days, Chief Superintendent Mark Wheeler. How are you, Chief Superintendent?
Good morning, Neil. I'm really well, thanks.
So it'll be a tough couple of days, a lot of confusion. What sort of delays are you expecting today?
Yeah, you're right, Neil. There will be confusion, there will be delays, and we've seen that every time there's been a change in the border restrictions. I think this will be particularly, there would be really big delays today. This will be particularly difficult for people. It will be measured in probably hours at times, so people really need to factor that in. If they're trying to get in before 1 a.m. tomorrow morning to return to Queensland, they need to allow plenty of time. Don't factor in your normal travel times.
So the situation will be that at after 1 a.m. tomorrow, it'll be the police's responsibility to make sure that no one drives into Queensland unless they're a border resident, like one of the border communities, right? So you can't drive into Queensland from New South Wales and then go into isolation, or drive into Queensland if you're a Queenslander from New South Wales as of 1 o'clock tomorrow. You've got to fly in.
That's right. So the only people allowed to enter Queensland by road will be truck drivers, workers relating to the transport of freight and logistics. So the supply lines will continue. People who are receiving essential medical care, people who are performing essential activities, and that's only a very small group of people, and of course our border zone residents. Now our border zones on the coast have been declared as the Tweed Shire Council area and the City of Gold Coast area. So they're the only two areas on the Gold Coast and into New South Wales, this side of Queensland, that will be declared as those border zone areas.
So if you live in Pottsville or Mooloolambah, you won't be a border resident?
Well, it's only the Tweed Shire.
Only the Tweed Shire. Okay, just to clarify that. Yep.
Yeah, so okay. Tweed Shire Council area, yeah.
Chief Superintendent, you're in for a tough time, and I'll tell you why, because we've had emails and callers today. So we had a gentleman on the phone earlier who owns a motel in Coffs Harbour, and he has to go down there to relieve the manager, and he's got to drive down there. So at the end of those 2 weeks, he can't drive back because his car will be stuck in New South Wales. He'll have to fly back and then isolate. And I've got this email from a Michael. He runs an organic fertiliser business in Brisbane. He has retailers in Byron Bay. He needs to deliver on Saturday morning. He's driving to Byron to drop off stock and back. He's not officially like a freight person. He's just doing a delivery. So if he tries to do that tomorrow, can he come back across the border?
So he's a Queensland resident,
yes.
Neil, and he needs to drive to Byron Bay Saturday after 1 a.m.
Yes, Saturday after 1 a.m. Yeah. To drop off fertiliser for his business.
Well, his only route of return would be by air, and then he would be up for self-funded quarantine. I think it's really worth noting, Neil, this is a hard border closure
yes.
in New South Wales. The Chief Health Officer has declared New South Wales and the ACT, and of course still Victoria, as hotspots. So it's the exception rather than the rule that people come into Queensland. So the border zone areas have been identified because those people have their lives interwoven between Queensland and New
yes.
South Wales on both sides. But people who are going outside of that border zone, they simply will not be able to do what they used to do.
Yeah, they won't be able to drive back. So, Michael, I think you're driving those deliveries down there today and somehow getting back through the border before 1 a.m. or you won't be doing it at all. Hey, Chief Superintendent, just before you go, I know it's probably out of your remit, but with so many police working so hard to police the borders, man and woman the borders, would you be disappointed if protesters went on the Story Bridge tomorrow?
Look, I understand Deputy Commissioner Golchesky has spoken to that, but of course it's not the time to be holding protests. The Premier's mentioned this. There are other ways to protest, and of course, people have just got to take responsibility. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Okay, Chief Superintendent Mark Wheeler, thanks for everything you've done for Queensland at the border. You and all of your officers, best of luck over the weekend. It's going to be a tough few days. Thanks for keeping us safe.
Thank you, Neil. Really appreciate it, mate.